It's 9 in the morning at the Roos Roast Coffee Shop in Ann Arbor. Customers are enjoying their drinks, working away on their laptops, and the owner, John Roos, is making the rounds to some of the regulars. The grind of the espresso machine adds to the backdrop of a normal day. Roos takes the quality of his coffee seriously. Like any business owner, he's looking for ways to make Roos Roast stand out. But as an environmentally conscious person, he understands the impact coffee making has on the planet and tries to find ways to be more sustainable.
One of the things we do right off the bat is we purchase a lot of products locally, which kind of lowers our carbon footprint.
Coffee brewing uses a lot of milk. Roos prefers to buy it from a local dairy. Not only does it help the local economy, but the bottles used are all glass.
That means we have no plastic waste. The glass bottles get returned every week, washed and reused again. So that's a huge impact right there.
Roos also roasts their beans on site and donates the leftover grounds to community gardens. However, staying environmentally conscious isn't always as simple as buying local and contributing to the community. There are bigger factors to consider. Philip Jewell is the COO of Blue Hat Coffee in Coldwater. One of the biggest things he looks at when buying beans is how and where they're grown. One of their primary goals is to sell coffees that are grown without pesticides. And that typically means selecting beans grown at higher elevations.
Several reasons for that. One is that when you grow at high levels in the mountains, you tend to have less problems with defects because you have less problems with bugs and other problems that you would have at lower levels.
According to David Ortega, who teaches agricultural economics at Michigan State University, consumers are interested in knowing more about the origins of their food. In a recent study conducted through MSU, Ortega found that when consumers know more about how their coffee was grown, they're willing to pay more.
In terms of the coffee shop owners, I think really focusing on conveying the story behind the coffee and who produced the coffee and where it was produced, I think that's information that consumers are really keen on and oftentimes can fetch a premium.
On a shady corner, away from the hustle and bustle of downtown Ann Arbor, the owners of the forthcoming Mockingbird Coffee are looking to the future. In the back room of their shop, amid boxes and crates and dozens of burlap bags of beans, sits an industrial-sized coffee roaster. Their goal? To stay carbon neutral or carbon negative, which means offsetting their CO2 emissions or removing them altogether. Co-owner Peter Wolf says that's one of the major problems with coffee production.
In Michigan, in the middle of winter, when it's minus 20 outside, most coffee roasters here are roasting coffee, and then they have essentially a smokestack that comes out, which is about 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. It's enough to melt aluminum.
But that heat can be recaptured. Rather than seeing the emissions as an unusable waste in the coffee roasting business, Mockingbird has created a piping system to redirect that heat. Eventually, they'll be able to heat their entire building, which houses about a half dozen other businesses. They want to share their ideas and help other businesses become more environmentally friendly. Mockingbird and Blue Hat have expansions in the works. Along with Roos Roast and many other shops, they're hoping to make Michigan a rich blend of environmental consciousness, community, and sustainability. For WKAR News, I'm Ray Garcia.